From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How's your new place near the beach?
Oh, it's wonderful. A place for R&R on short notice. It's a lot slower and a lot quieter than Washington, D.C., so it gives me a chance to recharge on my weekends. I love beaches in winter when there's absolutely nobody there. No, but a lot of time to sit there and do crossword puzzles, which I tend to do. Now, have you gotten over your spoonerism jag yet?
Yeah, we're on to something different this week.
All right. Well, you gave us another spoonerism for everyone to solve for our weekly challenge. Repeat it, please.
Yes, I said take the first and last name of a famous old-time actor, six letters in each name, spoonerize it, that is, switch the initial consonant sounds. The result will describe a famous historical event of 1876. What is it?
What is it?
The actor is Buster Keaton, which becomes Custer Beaton.
Oh. Well, we had just over 1,850 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Alexandra Hahn. She joins us from Providence, Rhode Island. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do there in Providence?
I'm an executive assistant for the Environmental Health and Safety Department at Textron Incorporated.
Wow. Are you a puzzle player? You've been playing the puzzle a long time?
Probably as long as you have.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been sending entries in all this time?
Mostly in the last few years.
All right. You ready?
As long as you're willing to help me, I am ready.
Oh, we're a team. We're a team, Alexandra. Well, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Alexandra, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The word that goes in the first blank ends in E-L. Drop the E-L, and you'll get a new word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, if I said, you can get 1/100th of a blank of berries from each raspberry blank. You would say bushel and bush. You get 1/100th of a bushel of berries from each raspberry bush. All right?
Yes.
Number one, it's a blank of laughs watching an old sitcom by Roseanne Blank.
Barrel and bar.
Good. Number two, zero blank was the blank talented actor ever to play Fiddler on the Roof.
Mostel and Most.
Good. Oops, said the brain surgeon as he dropped his blank onto the patient's blank.
Scalpel, scalp.
Good. The vending machine wouldn't accept Margaret's blank because it had a big blank on the edge. Just think of a coin ending in E-L.
Nickel. Nick.
Nickel. Had a big nick on the edge. Good. In filling out the military officer forms, the illiterate blank couldn't tell the difference between a comma and a blank. Just think of a military officer ending in E-L.
Colonel.
There you go. Couldn't tell the difference between a comma and a...
And a
colon.
Colon.
C-O-L-O-N.
Oh! I didn't spell it out.
There you go. Try this one. Every time the old blank train goes up a steep hill, the engine blank. Every time the old blank train goes up a steep hill, the engine blank.
I don't have that one either.
Did I stump you both?
Mm-hmm.
It's a diesel train. The engine dies.
Dies.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Try this one. No sooner had the Soviet journalism major flipped the blank on her mortarboard, she was offered a job at blank. And what do you flip on your mortarboard?
Tassel.
There you go. Yeah. Offered a job at TASS. After the harpsichordist's virtuoso performance of the blank concerto, the audience gave him a big blank. There it is again. After the harpsichordist's virtuoso performance of the blank concerto, the audience gave him a big blank. And who's a famous composer of concertos ending in E-L?
I don't know.
Also wrote The Messiah?
Yeah.
Handel.
There you go. The audience gave him a big hand. Good. The minister at the English blank quickly married the young blank and lass.
Chapel and chapel.
Nice.
Right, good. And here's your last one, and what goes in the second blank is a two-word phrase. After the blank warned of the approaching enemy, the general blank troops to defend the fort. And for that first thing, first blank, think of someone who warns of danger, especially military danger. After the blank warned of the approaching enemy, the general, There you go, Sentinel and the General.
Sent in
troops to defend the fort. Nice job.
Nice job, Alexandra.
And I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, I know, but you're doing pretty well, doing pretty well. These weren't as easy as we might be led to believe, but they're fascinating because they really get your brain to work. Well, we're going to send you some things for being our guest today. For playing our puzzle, you'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times, Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Alexandra, what station do you listen to?
I listen to WRNI in Providence, Rhode Island, and WGBH in Boston, and I'm a member of both.
Excellent. Alexandra Hahn from Providence, Rhode Island. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks, Leanne. Thanks, Will.
Thanks.
Okay, Will, something for everyone to work on this week.
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Stephen Portnoy, who's a professor of statistics at the University of Illinois. Take a five-letter word that means red, change its first letter to another letter, and you'll get another word meaning red. Drop the first letter, and you'll get a four-letter word meaning green. What words are these? So again, a five-letter word that means red, change its first letter to get another word meaning red, drop that first letter, and you'll get a four-letter word meaning green. What words are these?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.